Oh, here it is. So you can see it moving.
Oh, yeah, there we go.
All right, we will do our opening at 1300, right on the button. So all please rise. I'm not a big one on gaveling things, so. We would do the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ron, did you bring the sheet? Ah, fantastic, thank you. Please be seated. And thank you all for coming. If the adjutant would do the roll call of officers. Commander is present. Senior Vice Commander.
Okay. Treasurer is present.
Junior Vice is present. Chaplain's present. What do we appoint you to, Paul? Membership chairman is present. There we go. Welcome back up from Florida. And membership. I think we've all introduced ourselves to the last meeting. Anybody not know who anybody is that would like to say hello? Okay, and we do have enough members, so we have an official meeting. It is we do have a quorum. Yeah, yay! committee reports. Adjutant's report from the last one.
Where is it?
I think it's in the briefcase. Let me double check. The right one.
Just read the whole thing.
Yeah, you can synopsize.
The following are minutes of the Monday, May 15, 2017 meeting that convened at 1 p.m. at the Masonic Lodge Armory here in Weymouth. Presiding officer was Arthur Sharp, commander. Roll call was conducted. Opening prayer was by Ron Evans. We had committee reports, we had treasurer's reports, we had the balance of $9,978 and 71 cents, 6,000 in CD, checking $3,936.71. We had the adjutant's report, the meetings attached, motion made and seconded, accepted as read. Nominating committee, Warren Smith, commander, Arthur Sharp, vice commander, Jeannie Boland, junior commander, Steve Hendrickson, treasurer. One vote was cast for the slate, and all was sworn in by past commander Sharp. Appointments by commander Smith, adjutant Vin Birdzik, benefits protection team leader, James Bailey, membership chairman, Paul Salvis, service officer, Steve Hendrickson, DEC, Jeannie Boland and Vin Birdzik, Assistant Service Officers, Vin Birdzik, Jeannie Boland, Dan Meehan, Chaplain Ron Evans, new business, all attendants introduced themselves with a brief bio, six members and Department Adjutant Dan Stack in attendance, Weymouth Veterans Council activities, Towns Council voted $800,000 for the complete rehabilitation of the Nationally Registered Veterans Memorial Wall. Work to start right after Memorial Day and completed before Veterans Day. Medal of Honor plaque unveiling was attended by several members of Chapter 65 who assisted in the presentation and reading of the citations. Membership unanimously voted to make John Minahan, Chaplain Emeritus, and Dave D'Amato, Treasurer Emeritus, recognizing their long-term support in these positions. Commander Sharp and Junior Vice Commander Vin Brzezik attended the Department DEC meeting. All reports are available for the review at the front table after the business meeting. The big takeaway is that the department is negotiating with Savers stores to place bins for items donations. The local chapter would share in the profits with the department. The chapter would be required to empty the bin and turn the items into the store. Ours will be located in the Norwell Hanover store. More info to follow. A report on the motion to spend no more than $1,000 to purchase a tablet, a laptop computer, multi-function printer, scanner, fax, and portable printer, along with any needed supplies. These to be used to do claims forms right with the veteran at their home and to set up at the chapter office for official use there. The executive committee purchased the items and Vin Brzezik set them up. The department convention and training session will be in June. Chapter 65 will send as many as we can to the training for officers and senior service officers. Our printing company has taken on the mailing equipment. It will cost
more than
the old one. We have also received notice that they have merged with another printer. We will have to meet and set things up. But please give us your email address. Faster and cheaper way to get information. Weymouth Memorial Day events, Vietnam Memorial, Sunday, May 21st at Route 3A and Bridge Street. Wreath laying at the Massachusetts State House, May 25th. Meet at Green Street at 9 a.m. parade and ceremonies on May 29th. Members to attend the department convention and training. Bob McIver reported on upcoming veterans fishing trips along with contact information if interested. The Quincy Ledger had a full article on Ralph Talbert on May 25th. Family will be making a presentation as well. Round Robin, Steve, investigate, gotomeeting.com. Cost is $36 per month. Annual reports filed with the IRS and state. WATD, Veterans Voice, is looking for guests to be interviewed. Electronic banking is set up by the new treasurer. A moment of remembrances for fallen comrades. Salute to the colors and closing prayer, followed by a motion to adjourn, which was seconded and approved. Meeting adjourned at 1:55 p.m. The next regular meeting will be Monday, September 18th. Possible at the VFW across the street or the American Legion on Hollis Street. Please watch for your newsletter. Commander Smith intends to try alternating day and evenings meetings to boost attendance and involvement. He also will get the Facebook page for the chapter going again. There's also a Weymouth Veterans Council page and a VFW 1399 page for more local veterans events. Respectfully submitted, Warren Smith, Adjutant.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the adjutant's report as read.
Okay. Motion's made. Can we get a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Okay. Adjutant's report has been accepted. If we would step into the treasurer's report for the month.
Vinny had to say much more than I will have to say. The balance of total assets, which are cash and a CD, the checking account currently has $3,219.88. The savings account still has, or the CD, $6,044. In the month of August, there were $26.59 received in donations from members and interest. The only disbursement in the month was $15 to the state of Massachusetts to allow us to change the chapter's mailing address. And that's all I've got.
Motion to accept the treasurer's report.
Motion's made. Do we have a second?
Aye.
We have a second. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Treasurer's report accepted as read. Sickness and Distress Committee, as of last month's luncheon, Dave is still unable to drive himself. The doctors don't want him on the road with his condition. I picked him up and brought him. We had a little discussion. I understand what's going on. It's not good as far as him driving and getting around, but he is doing as well as can be expected, I think. So I don't want to get into exactly what it is. That's HIPAA-type stuff, and you know, it's his personal medical information that he shared, just so I'd understand what's going on. So we'll just leave it at that. Dick Jennings is still at home. Arthur had talked to him, I believe, last month by the luncheon, and he was not interested in getting picked up and brought out. His back is not good. It's really bothering him. So we had one member reported deceased from the mailing. That would be David Shaughnessy from Scituate.
Right there.
Oop, nope, David's still alive. Sorry. belay my last, as they say in the Navy. William D. Mahoney from South Wayman. The mail came back reported as deceased, so we'll send that off to the department and report that. Anybody have any other information on any members sick, ill? Anything? Ron? I can't hear you, I'm sorry. Thank you. Department Executive Committee, I could not attend. I had a previous commitment. We did not send anybody. We did get the reports, which I have up front. So if anybody wants to see the latest goings on in the department with all their financials and meeting reports, the takeaway from that, I did a quick review when I got here, is that they've accepted our officers' reports, our DEC appointments, and our financials. So we are current with the department as far as all the paperwork. So they won't be pestering us until next May. So that's good.
They're pestering me.
Yeah.
How they'd like me to.
Hi, John.
Step up and help the others that haven't filed their reports yet.
Ah, okay. Welcome, John.
Thank you. Thank you.
Somewhere is a sign-in sheet floating around. We'll get it to you.
All right.
I think I'd call it a committee report. I appointed Jeannie and Ron to attend a meeting with George Ponce at the Weymouth Veterans regarding the combining of the veterans post to a veterans building that we all could share. So I'd like to pass it over to either of you two just to give a quick report on what was discussed and where it went before I proceed.
The meeting was at the end of August. Jeannie and I
Thanks,
went,
sir.
And the issue of the Veterans Center, I think it's a non-issue now. The VFW right across the street, I guess, has made unbelievable improvements. They've renovated their building. They found a commercial sponsor. Their membership is up, way up. And they were, it almost felt like they have it covered. They want other veterans groups to meet there. And we'll, I don't know, it sounded like it's almost a non-
I know I've seen a lot of pictures on Facebook of the work they're doing, and they basically gutted the old bar downstairs. They took it down to the studs, ripped up the floor, ripped out the bar, and they've been rebuilding the whole place. What I'm proposing to you guys is I'd like to try a couple of evening meetings to see if we can't get some of the younger guys to join up with us as well, just like they've done. I'm thinking November and March for the two evening ones and see how it goes. We have our Veterans Council meetings at 6:30, and that works pretty well. It's still early enough that folks can get home before it gets too dark. It's late enough that the early birds can get their early bird dinners in. It seems to work out pretty well at 6:30. So what I'm proposing, if you guys are okay with it, is for the next meeting to be 6:30. And I'm going to talk with Jason across the street. He's the commander of the VFW, and see if we can't meet there. The other thing I wanted to talk to him, I don't know what they're doing for their monthly meetings. I know they used to do just an executive committee because nobody would show up. I think he's got a regular membership meeting going on, and maybe see about combining the two. That way we can jump in on theirs, they can jump in on ours. I think a lot of the guys are cross members. If they're not, we can just have them sign the appropriate sheet and see if we can't build a little interest between both groups. The only difficulty would be on the evening one. If we keep it on the Monday, this hall is rented out on Mondays, which would preclude us parking in this lot. We'd have to either park on the street or park out behind VFW. The apartment owner, the new owner, allows the guys to park all the way at the back of their parking lot. He doesn't want them up at front where all the residents are, but he's not having the cars towed like he was, well, the other owner was back a while ago. So I'll proceed with that. So watch your newsletters and the emails as they're coming out, and we'll let you know. But that would be my intent. If you guys don't have any objections, I'd like to try to get some more membership built up. And that may be a way to do it. It may be not. But if we don't try it again, last time we tried it, I think Joe McElroy was commander. Either that or Paul, one of the two of them, we tried an evening meeting, and it really didn't work. But that was a long time ago.
Yeah, I think parking on the street out there is not a real issue if there's no snow. And
yeah.
I mean, the union has meetings over there. They park on the street. They've never had a problem.
Yeah. And I noticed the bus sign keeps disappearing, so we won't have trouble with the tea police either. Yeah, somebody decided it'd be a good idea to put a no parking sign right at the front door of the building. It just keeps disappearing every time they put it back up. I think they finally gave up. But so hearing no objections, that'll be my plan. I'll talk to Jason and see what we can come up with. And just as I said, watch your emails, watch your newsletters. Yes, Paul?
Commander, if you'll provide me with a membership list while I'm in Florida, I will send a notice out to every member on the list, urging them, if possible, to attend the meetings.
Sure.
If you'll give me the time that you'll be and where you'll be, and maybe that'll help, even if you get one, two, or three members. I'm glad to do that as
okay.
The chairman of the membership committee.
Sure. And you'd need a hard paper too, right, Paul? Because you don't, as I recall, you don't do computers.
I have a habit whenever I request something, I like to have it within 10 minutes or 20 minutes.
Okay.
So what I'm trying to say is I'm not going to be here more than 2 weeks from now.
Okay.
Yeah, but the question was, is you want it in a hard paper copy?
Paper copy.
A paper copy. All right.
We can get that to you. Are you attending the luncheon Wednesday?
No, sir, I'm not, because...
You don't have to stand. We're okay.
It's a polite thing to do. Between John Knox and I, Wednesday, we have to be at the VA hospital in Brockton.
Okay.
He doesn't have to be there, but I do, and he drives me.
Okay.
And he gets well paid for it, too.
Okay. We'll get it to you.
Thank you.
Good news is he doesn't sit in the back.
Okay.
I'll mail it to him.
All right, super. Thank you. The only bills that we have treasurer's-wise is we got the invoice in for the printing for this month. As we expected, it did go up a bit. Our old rate was about $209.09 for printing and postage, and we're now up to just under $300 for both. So it added about $90 to the cost, but I also have 46 extras that we had printed, because we made a guess when we ordered them up. So we can knock the printing down by at least 30 and still have a few left over for sending out. What I am going to try to do is hit George up for his list of veterans agents, and we'll start mailing them out until we get email addresses for all of them. But I'd like to send our information to the 10 towns that we represent and see if we can't get some more folks interested through that. So we have enough extras, I can slap them in the mail and send them off for this meeting and request a email address. I'm quite sure as a town agency they'd have it. And that way they can get the newsletter as we get them out, information from the adjutant, who's doing a great job, by the way, getting stuff out on email in between meetings. So if we don't have any objections, we'll knock the printing down a little bit by numbers, and then it's still not outrageous compared to what we spent on first-class mailings. And those that got it by mail, did you get it in time? That's the other thing, is we had it done up about 3 weeks out, so it seems like it got to everybody in time. So, that. So we're okay to pay that. Our third member on the Weymouth Veterans Council was Dave D'Amato, who really isn't physically able to go to those meetings. So as a commander, Dan Meehan, who you heard mentioned, is in Boston during the day. That's why he can't make the meetings. But he wanted to help the chapter out. So again, trying to rope in a new member that wants to do something. I sent the cast out and got a hit off the line. Dan would like to take over and be the third member of the DAV chapter at the Veterans Council here in Weymouth. So I just made that appointment. So right now it's Arthur Sharp as past commander, me as commander, and then Dan is the appointed member by the unit. Now that does not preclude anybody else that wants to attend those meetings from attending. It's just by charter we can only have X amount of official members. We don't turn people away that are interested. So,
and we could also add that they have equal voice.
Yep.
Everyone speaks up. Good idea is a good idea, no matter, you know, who provides it.
Yep.
More people are encouraged to attend.
Yep. And it's actually a pretty active group for the most part. We get a lot of planning done, a lot of special events, which that would be my next note, is for George to give a quick report on the ceremony we had last week, which Chapter 65 was attended by an awardee, as well as people there for support, the Korean Ambassador for Peace. So if you would just give a quick report on that, George.
Ceremony. We were able to gather 32 names of Weymouth and Weymouth area veterans, including Mr. Salas. And we contacted the Korean consulate. They were kind enough to come and make the actual presentation. And that's why we gathered everything together. We were hoping to have a
a large formal presentation, but it exceeded our wildest hopes. We had well over 150 guests in attendance, and we had the Korean consulate there, the mayor, Senator O'Connor, and I think for some people, three generations. They had children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren all there, you know. So I guess that makes four if we count the better. Yeah, so we had four generations there in some instances, and it was a really special day. And you know, the only thing was we weren't able to reach everybody. So this is an award that can still go out if you know anybody that served. They can still receive the award from the Korean consulate. So thank you for your time. It was a great day and a great event.
Yeah. Yep, and for those with computers, there's an awful lot of pictures out there on the Weymouth Veteran Services pages and the ledger, the town pages.
And you will be seeing it on WETC too. It's up now.
Okay.
So it's going to be coming over periodically. They edit it, and it's up there now.
Thank you, George. Any other new business to bring forward? Paul?
Commander, at November of 1951, 65 years ago, I arrived in San Francisco on the USS Chaffee. It's the largest troop ship coming out of Korea. There was 5,500 troops aboard. And when we landed on the docks, we had the DAV there, and they asked if anyone had been injured or wounded, and they signed us up. And I've been a member of that chapter since that time, which is 65 years ago, and been very proud to serve. And my proudest day was Wednesday, when you, as I refer to you as Colonel, because that's what you are. You're a retired colonel in the United States Air Force. I admire that, and I compliment you on being a commander. And I also want to extend my gratitude and congratulations to a superb and well-done effort by our veterans agent, George Ponson. He is very articulate, he is well-read, he did a wonderful job, and he's a credit to every veteran, and especially to the veterans of this area. And I'm proud to serve you, and I will do any and all things that I can. And I'm only here 4 or 5 months a year, but I'm in Florida. While I'm here, I will render my assistance here. Thank you.
Thank you, Paul. Under old business, a quick question, Arthur. Did we end up sending a letter to Dan asking for the new charter to add the towns onto it?
We sent a letter. I have not sent
okay.
Responses yet.
Okay, I'll follow up with Dan Stack. One of the things that they mentioned at one of the DECs is that in order to properly and legally fundraise in towns, you have to have it on your charter that you represent that town. That provides the liability protection. Right now, our charter just says Weymouth. It doesn't mention the other 9 towns that are legally a part of our chapter. So they told us just apply for a new charter and it would go through the process, but I didn't see anything noted in there on the DEC, so I'll do a follow-up with Dan, find out who the department adjutant, and find out what's going on, you know, if it's in works or whether we need to reapply. But we want to do that, especially where our big fundraiser happens to be in Norwell, which has never been an issue, but I don't want any issues. So, and at the same time, I'll notify him of the forget-me-not drive, just as a formality, so that they know what we're doing and when we're doing it. So, and regarding the forget-me-not drive, I have a sign-in sheet up front. We've got some names and phone numbers already. If you've got some time that you can give to us to spend a couple hours down at the Stop and Shop in Norwell, please help us out. If you want to do more than 2 hours at a block, feel free. I don't recommend sitting there for the whole day.
That is an easy program to work because it's amazing. You sit
Yep. We don't hit up anybody. We don't beg anybody. What I've found extremely effective is when they walk in the door, you just give them a smile and say, hey, how you doing? And then, just like with the Roman Catholic Church, fear and guilt works. And they, Norwell's been great with us. Absolutely great. It's a good town. The folks are very supportive. You get a lot of good comments. I've met some real interesting folks down there, you know, including a corpsman that replaced the corpsman that was at the flag raising up on Iwo Jima. So he made sure I got a pin because he realized I used to be a doc. And what a character. You know, his entire war was 4 days. He trained for 2 years and spent 4 days on the island. And that was it. So the folks you meet. So please, help us. It's the one thing we do during the year. The other fundraiser, we'll mail out letters to businesses. We've done a virtual forget-me-not drive for the membership, something that Vin suggested we try, and it's actually working out. We've got a few checks in this month already. It's another way of reaching out, getting some funds. Our plan is in November at the meeting would be after the fundraiser. Then we'll have to see what we get in for funds and we'll vote a disbursement of what we want to do, because this chapter has always taken whatever we raise at the forget-me-not drive, and by the end of December the money's gone. It's issued out to veterans agencies, different veteran service. So be thinking between now and November if there's a special pet project that's a legitimate fundraiser. We've had a couple that really aren't, that we've turned down, but you know, we've helped out some very interesting things, and that's the plan. So we keep enough money to operate on, and we keep a little in the bank. That CD's been there since I joined. I think it's been there since Paul was commander way back when. And that's our slush fund. If we ever need it, we grab it. But right now, with what we raise between fundraising, business fundraising, it all goes out the door to support veterans. So, another quick report from me. I've been working for 2 years now, Vin, on a graves registration program. With George, the gentleman that did the veterans graves registration in Weymouth, which is a position appointed by the mayor, but every town is supposed to have one. This town has always had a separate agent besides the veterans service officer. I took over from Jane McDermott, who'd been doing it since 1947. I don't know who did it before him, but we just found all of his documents in the boxes that came out of the clerk's office at Town Hall. So I've got some data going back into the 30s now, that whoever was doing it in the 30s was going to these various cemeteries and recording things. Don, what's his last name?
Quiet.
Don Quiet. A retired software engineer, I believe was his official title, has been working with George, me, and Vin to produce a database that could be accessed by anybody studying genealogy, history, or whatever. We actually have the program up. I've started entering data, and we just have to see if the town is set the link up yet. I could not find it this morning when I was looking for it. But it's going to be available through the town website, through Veterans Services, to go in, look up whoever is in that cemetery by name or by veteran status, or search the whole database for somebody by name alphabetically. It's quite a thing that Don put together. And the IT folks here in town that run the computer system have been very supportive on being able to set it so that nobody can get back in and change it. okay? When it goes to the town website, it's just a fixed page that doesn't backtrack, so the ever-famous hackers can't backtrack and go in and add Mickey Mouse to our list if they so desired. So that should be up and going. The Weymouth Historical Society, I think it is, Debbie Sargent Sullivan, actually has 3 or 4 of the active cemeteries already listed. And I'm going to get the data from her so that we can get it to Dawn so we can convert it. And that way we don't have to sit there and type in several thousand names into these larger active cemeteries. I did 2 or 3 of the real small ones. And we've got some research to do. I found 2 Civil War veterans that are unnamed buried over here at Ashwood, right down the other end of Broad Street. So I want to figure, I don't like having unnamed graves. If we could possibly find the name somehow, which maybe the Sons of Union veterans can help us out with that. Or as we get digging into the paperwork more. And I found a veteran of the war of 1814, the Napoleonic Wars. He's a veteran of Waterloo that is buried in Ashwood Cemetery here in Weymouth, which is a very interesting find. And a Scotsman at that, by the way. So we've got a couple of friends of mine that have done Napoleonic reenacting that would like to come down in May for Remembrance Day. And we also have contacts with the British Embassy through one of the groups. So we may be able to put another shindig on. But it'd be nice to have a British veterans marker on there instead of an American one with the proper flag, as opposed to ours, but at least he's marked. And that's the main thing. So that's coming right along, finally. You know, I go down there, I spend 2 or 3 hours typing stuff in. And then I've been going out to the small cemeteries and validating the location of the blueprints that came from 1930 that we found. And so far, each of the cemeteries I've gone to that has stones, right where the blueprints say they are, I should be able to go into a couple of them that the stones have all been knocked over and gone and actually mark the area where the grave actually is, because like the one at South Weymouth up in Martin's Woods, there's no stones left, no names, no stones, nothing. So something we got to redo. So anyway, that's on that. So that's finally coming along. It's been interesting. And to find stuff in boxes that you didn't know existed as a history nut's pretty good. So I have over in the wooden box service pins from the DAV. So if you've got in 5-year increments membership for, I know you were just talking about a couple of decades worth, Paul. I may have a pin that I know I've got a 50 in there. There may be one that's higher than that. If not, we'll get it. But something else we want the chapter to do, that those of you that attend the meetings, we want you to have a chapter hat. We want you to have the service pins. You know, it's, you're helping us. We want to help you. So we have a few hats in stock. I know I've got the batch of the pins. And we'll go from that. So, all right. Any other business to come before the group? Ron.
Commander, you all probably are aware of this, but last Friday, September 15th, was National POW MIA Recognition Day, which by a 1998 Act of Congress was designated to be observed on the third Friday of September of every year. The Defense Department still lists 1,606 missing members from the Vietnam War, more than 8,000 from the Korean conflict, and more than 78,000 from World War II. We thank these individuals for their service to our country. We honor them for their supreme sacrifice, and we ask the Almighty God to rest their souls in peace. May I ask that you all please join me in a moment of silence to remember them.
Thanks, Ron. Anything else to come before the organization. Steve, you good?
I'm good.
Ben?
I'm fine.
Then I will entertain a motion to adjourn until November.
Motion to adjourn.
And seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? Hey, if we'll all rise, have a salute to the flag, and then our chaplain will give us the closing. And salute. Two. Chaplain?
May the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, keep our hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God. Now unto the eternal and all-wise creator of the universe and preserver of our nation, be honor and glory forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We are adjourned, and sign-up sheets are here. I'll open the box for pins and hats. And thank you all again for attending. Much appreciated.
Thank you. Because I have to keep it with me.
They do like that.
Yeah.
I didn't know like a
Sure. That'd be great. Good. Then I won't go buy one.
Show one or alone?
I think we just need to show one. Yeah, I think that would be easier, don't you? Do that. Do that.
I don't know.
You go for it.
I don't know. Something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be super. Thank you. And I'll print out the damn report.